All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, sports, running, and whatever part comes across his desk here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording what could be the finale, yearly finale of this podcast. I'm not sure if I'm going to record a bonus yet. We'll see about that, but anyways, thank you once again for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Again, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever this is a podcast. I used to do a NASCAR podcast underneath the banner. If you can't find it, the 3Wide Podcast with EG3, y'all should be able to find it. All you do is type it in and boom, there you go on that. So if you're not subscribed yet, I would do that now, because 2026, it's going to be off to a big, big start. So definitely you want to make sure you're tapped in to this podcast there. And you're truly going to be starting this thing, that 2026 all big. if we can get there, that is for sure. Thank you so much again for your support all year long on this podcast. We have seen it all, folks, here on this podcast. We're coming in another year, end of the year 2025. It's right around the corner. So just for a few more days left. And of course, everyone else will ring in a new 2026 year, which that brings. Well, actually, first we're gonna start off with this, right? I'm gonna start off with the college football playoff first, and I did not watch a second of that because of the current work schedule I have. So, yeah, something has to give for right now. For the time being, until I can get back on the normal horse, well, the normal 8-5, 8-6 schedule. As well, and I just got done with recording my other podcast, the K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports, right? And let's see, I mean, I'm going to do it here. They're not going to let me do it. Of course not. So it looks like here, yeah. So winners over the weekend, and yeah, we will be back. I don't know when I'll record my first episode of 2026 yet. I don't know that yet. Probably be mid-January, like last time, or this past year, so might be doing that, or jumping back into it in the first week of the new year. Don't know yet, given the current situation that I'm in right now. Again, more on that coming up. But yeah, Oregon won. Alabama rallied back from a 17-point deficit there. It looks like Ole Miss, Georgia, we will be reuniting yet again in the quarterfinals. And how about Miami giving A&M the business there? Of course, Colin Klein, new K-State head coach now, can focus his attention now on K-State. You ain't got to do you dipping both hats and all that. And that has to, for whatever reason, take a toll, right? I mean, you've done all this coaching. And not just for Colin Klein. This is like every year that somebody gets hired, and then either wants to stay put or wants to move on to that new place and get settled in, right? But we have seen in the past where coaches got hired from the new spots and still want to work for their new and still want to finish out the year with their current situation, right? And the fact of the matter is, and look, I'm on the camp of Colin Klein did the right thing. Unlike Lane Kiffin, right? Unlike Lane Kiffin, right? You want to finish it out. It doesn't make no damn sense whatsoever, right, to just jump ship. Even for a high-class person like Colin Klein, you don't want to do that, right? And Lane Kiffin has a track, and look, his name stands out there because he does it all the time, jump ship. And now we do, I think I said this last time on the podcast, so I'm picking up right where I left off. Last time I talked about this, right? Lane Kiffin jumping ship, Ole Miss to LSU. And not only that, you're still in the same conference, the SEC. You're in the same, now, obviously this is all jumbled into one now because of how many damn teams are in the SEC now. But usually, or back in the good old times of the conference, right, they used to divide us into two conferences, right? The East and the West, talking about the SEC, right? Even the Big 12, they had the North and South, right? But now all of it just gets jumbled together. It just makes it that much easier, right? For the best two teams to play in conference championship. Not none of this, oh, damn, this team ain't supposed to be there. This team ain't supposed to be there. and all that, right? It just makes sense now that just pile the damn teams up on one, whether that's 12 teams, 14 teams, 16 teams, 20 teams, hell, 20 teams, and see who the two best teams are and let them play for the conference championship. See, I want Lane Kiffin, he has a track record doing that. Jumping ship and not finishing out. Now, look, now for him, he missing out because, again, Ole Miss going to Georgia, take on the Bulldogs this weekend, right? And there's so much I'll talk about for the playoff, but that might have to carry over to the new year. But anyways, yeah, I'd rather finish it out instead of just jumping ship. And I applaud Colin Klein, some of his coaches, for doing that, right? Even like Mark, I remember Mark Richt when he got hired for Georgia, right? Again, this is like 20 years ago. Now, that's crazy even thinking about, again, showing my age on this podcast, 25 years ago, right? He stayed Florida State as OC and then, of course, got started with Georgia. And Georgia, he coached for Georgia for a minute, right? So I just am a firm believer of, you know, finishing it out, even though, yes, A&M, they did not play very well at home. You lose at home. See again, the home field, especially at Kyle Field, where I know A&M's good. That crowd gonna be lit. I know for me, you know, I've seen a couple games. Not in person, but on television. Right, you can't from TV to in person. It's a whole different thing. Right, I tell people this all the time about NASCAR races. Right. You have to go in person to see it because it's totally different. From watching it on TV, it's totally different than seeing it in person. Because in person, you feel the experience, right? So Kyle Field again, where if A&M's good, that place can be loud and rocking. And I don't know what it is about A&M. I'll put them right up there in the mix of home field advantages there. And fortunate for Mike Elko, that head coach over there, because you've lost 3 of your assistants to my team, K-State, to my alma mater, K-State. Right? So, yeah, you got to take, it's like, again, this kind of goes kind of carry over a little bit to what I'm about to talk about here in a little bit. That's, I made the announcement yesterday or on the last podcast of New York, right? Getting in. Via lottery. Holy smokes. Now I'm starting to get my stuff together and all that for that trip coming up in March, right? And yeah, so you gotta take advantage of it. That's just been ringing in my head here as we close out 2025 and then hopefully, Lord willing, the new year, right? Whatever advantages pop up or opportunities pop up, you gotta take advantage of it. That's just been, I don't know, it's like, it college ball playoff, anything like that, the small schools, whatnot, you gotta take advantage of the situation, and I feel bad for James Madison and all that, but again, I mean, you don't know where you're gonna be in a spot, whether it's the baseball playoffs, to make it to the Super Bowl, winning a Super Bowl, getting just to the Super Bowl, getting to the playoffs, things like that, getting to the next level, you gotta take advantage of it, because you don't know in this lifetime, or any lifetime for that matter, when you get another chance again. For whatever reason, lately, those words have been ringing loudly in my ears, right? The missed opportunities, not performing well and all this, taking it, life, or whatever it is, for granted, right? And not, it's not within, you know, we're in the middle of this social media thing and all this other stuff. Everyone is just wanting status and whatnot. But just trying to be a little more present in what you're doing, right? And not looking far ahead in advance and whatnot. Yeah. I'm not one of those. Look, it's been a little difficult for me because ever since, you know, this hitting it big in the lottery, and particularly with this half marathon that I got to get coming up. Now, I did start my training plan or I should my training plan, my training block or plan, whatever you want to call it, my training block a couple weeks ago, just now entering week three into this thing. You know, I'll get to how I got there. Y'all like, what in the hell happened? Yeah, I'll get to that in just a minute. Yes. but yeah, man, it's just one of those things that is like, and you don't, you can't have it all. You can't have it all like at Ohio State. You can't have it all. You get what I'm saying? You can't have it all like at an Oregon or Georgia. These teams that constantly are pretty much locks to get into these college football playoffs, right? If you're like a Texas Tech, for example, Texas Tech got one of those buys, right? You gotta take advantage of the situation. And so we'll see what happens moving forward into these playoffs as it goes on. I'm just saying, you know, if you make it, you gotta take advantage of it. Because you don't, next year ain't guaranteed, tomorrow ain't promised. You hear these things, I mean, hey, it's true, man. It's not promised, so you have to take advantage while you got it, because you never know it's gone. So there's that. The college football playoff continues, obviously, this weekend. The matches, I just said Tech. Now, Oregon's got to go to Texas Tech. I think this is going to be bowl games now. And then Alabama goes to Indiana. It's Alabama, Indiana. And you have Ole Miss, Georgia. I already said that. And Miami now taking on Ohio State. Ooh, little rematch from 20 years ago. Ohio State, one of the more legendary games, national championship games that I ever witnessed. Miami, Ohio State, Maurice Corlett. I can't even talk today. Maurice Corlett. Something like that. We'll go with that there. Ken Dorsey, Miami trying to repeat as now champions. Yep. We're going back there. So that's a rematch. That's bringing back some old ties right there. That matchup, Texas Tech and Oregon, they met before, I believe. I think they met last year in the regular season. There's, well, Indiana, Alabama. Woo! So the Heisman Trophy winner off of Indiana, Mendoza, his last name, I believe. Yeah, that what a story that has to be. But now, thank you. No, I don't want this team. Alabama now comes with all that momentum from rallying back on OU in Norman. Right, and you have part two of Ole Miss, no Lane Kiffin, in Georgia. So there's that. And then, of course, you got the semifinals and then a national championship in the first part of January, somewhere in there. This is going to be a big first quarter of the year, baby. you got the college football playoff continuing into the national championship, Winter Olympics going down, Super Bowl 60. Do a double check on that. Seriously, like, we're on the 60th Super Bowl? Wow. So you got that on NBC, and then March Madness, and then you have EG3 taking apart of this New York City Marathon. Again, I'll come back to that in just a second. And then April, of course, I was running through the pre-schedule in my brain yesterday, during my long run yesterday. I need to start mapping out some stuff. April, obviously, going to be Rock the Parkway, but probably going to be for fun this time around because of the situation that I somehow got myself into. Wow. The EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here recording this part two of New York City, December 22nd, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast. Yeah, man. So how this all went down. And look, I believe I said it in the last episode. I'll probably keep saying it. So I apologize, but hey, you're going to have to get used to it for a little bit. At least for the foreseeable couple months on this podcast, right? Look, so last year I was fooling around. All right, I'm not going to get in this thing anyway. So I actually applied for New York City Half last year. Didn't get in, right? And New York, again, for those of you who are fresh this podcast, is for the New York City Marathon, one of the toughest. I think everything's tough now to get into. You have to work your ass off. You have to run. Like I said, it goes back to what I've been saying. You have to run fast. You got to run fast. That's all I got to say on that. But I was just fooling around, and no, I did not get into the lottery of Chicago. No, I did not. So I wasn't worried about that. I had a backup plan for that. Announcement coming on the podcast to come on the fall, a race, how are we doing? Because I already had a backup plan ready to go on that. And I was actually hoping to reverse, not to go. I was like, huh? Who is this guy? But yeah, man. So no Chicago, because I got into Chicago via time. That's how I even got into the thing anyway. So there's that. But how I got in New York City, got in this, the lottery. And again, these races, whether that's a Tokyo, whether that's a Boston or Berlin, those races, you mean the lottery, it's a toss-up. Because either you get in or you don't. And I don't know. I'm fascinated to see how New York City or Chicago do their lottery. Because it's got to be, like, computer-based to see how many, like, because they have to do, like, a computer pool or, like, a computer poll or whatever, because or draw or something like that off a computer, because so many, like, runners now in this modern era, just go for the bit, want to take a part in the 7 world majors, the Sydney's, the Berlin's, right? And yeah, it's like, you don't have time to draw names out. So the fastest way to do it is do it via computer. That would be my number one guess. So that's how I got in. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. What was it? A few weeks ago, something like, or at least a month ago. I want to say a month ago, but I don't know. All this is meshed together now, but I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned that I got into this thing. Got into the New York City. I have never been in my lifetime. I've seen it so many times. But on TV, again, it's so much different when you see it in person. And all that. The furthest northeast that I've gone is West Virginia. That's it. I have never, ever set foot on Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, anything like that. Nope. Until this upcoming spring. Oh my goodness. And I just literally booked yet last night. Now I'm not the planner. I don't plan very well. And this is actually the first time that I've actually planned some stuff. So we're gonna step aside for a few minutes. We'll come back on the other side of this break here on the EG3 podcast. I stopped myself. Good, I stopped myself. I'm thinking about the K-State podcast. Oh my goodness. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, buckle up, folks. These first few months are gonna be something here on the EG3 podcast. But we're gonna step aside for a little bit. Come back. This is the EG3 podcast. We'll be back here in a bit. And we're back here on the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer, third host of this podcast, Sports Running, The Adventures of EG3, and whatever important comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri, here on this overcast Monday, December 22nd, 2025. Thank you for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast, part two, which could be the last episode of 2025. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a bonus episode yet or not. And oh, by the way, this will come out on I just got text messages. Oh my goodness. But anyways, this will be or not the or will be the last episode of 25. I don't know if I'm gonna do a bonus episode or not, so we'll see. But if this is, then appreciate y'all for listening all year long to this podcast. There, we've been through the ringer here in 25, and we're gonna be in the midst of some big history already in 2026 coming up. Lord willing, we get there as EG3 will take the streets of New York City. Yeah, I'll say it again. I still can't believe the words are coming out of my mouth right now. Or really, since I got accepted into the thing. I'm just blown away. And it still doesn't feel, honestly, sitting here right now, recording this podcast, you're gonna be hearing a lot of New York talk, I guess. New York talk until it goes down. Obviously, if you've been following this podcast for a while now, you're fresh. We've been doing recaps after every race that I take a part of, whether that's last year, the year before that, So yeah, there's gonna be a lot of New York breakdown, and obviously all that kind of with my ties, obviously with sports, and whatnot, and my dislike with some of those New York teams or with all the New York teams over there. But for this particular, for at least this one big event, we can say like, holy smokes, this is something else. And I was looking at, well, actually, yeah. So we got in via the lottery, and again, one of the I think really all at this point, like we talk about money everywhere being expensive. I think every lottery is tough to get in. Right? So yeah, it's like one of those things. Like now you got in, okay, it's time to go to work. Right? I'm trying. I think for the most part, really, is to try to treat this like any other half, because we're coming off of the small and a half where we were supposed to do the good life half see, and things change on the dime. Things change on a dime. We weren't able to do it, so we had to have a backup plan. So this is one of these times where, at least for this one, like this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and we're prepared for any detours we have to take. But we are focused on the, and we're not going to be jumping into any 5Ks, anything that's that, like that, because we want the, I want this to be the first race of the year. And then obviously, I told that we will have an announcement once we get to 26 about the fall marathon that we're going to be doing. I don't know. It's been that marathon has been on my heart for like the last couple of months. So yeah. But that's here or there. We got to focus on the present and what upcoming present that is. And that is the United Airlines 26 United Airlines New York City Half Marathon. That is what EG3 is next event is, and first big event. Now, obviously, Chicago's that's gonna be right. That's gonna be number one because we took part in that last fall and all that, and we were I was wowed by the crowd and all that, right? By the atmosphere, whatnot. How many runs were involved? Now, obviously, I've been looking at start doing my research, doing my studying. Yep. Gotta do it. Can't go up there not know what you're doing, right? Right. Yeah. Now, again, my ties with this New York stuff is with sports, right? Because Atlanta Braves and all that, New York Yankees, and yeah, you get what I'm saying, right? And my dislike for these New York teams, right? But the atmosphere, right? Okay, so and you run across, you're gonna be running through Central Park. I believe it finishes through Central Park and all that. And I was even wild by the fact that I gotta do some more bridge running. Because I mean, I do it already, but I'm gonna do some more because this thing goes through. Now, again, we're gonna have, again, there's gonna be plenty to talk. I don't wanna spoil all of it right now. I just wanna get y'all update what's going on. EG3, his next race, and apparently yours truly, it's already in the books. Yours truly will be heading to New York City to kick off the 26 running seat schedule. So there's that. I'm still playing out some scenarios on the rest of the schedule. So hopefully when we get back on here in mid-January, I'll have a definite idea of what I would like to do. Well, actually, there's two, well, really three races that are kind of lock and key. This one, obviously, Trolley, that's lock and key there, and then Des Moines. And I'm not talking Des Moines half or full. I'm talking about a USATF course that is what is it? The Grand Blue Mile. Yeah, that's it. The Grand Blue Mile. Yep. Those two right there, Grand Blue Mile and Trolley, are in like the same week, and I want to do them this year because I missed out this past year because of doing the stupid Olathe Marathon. So I want to do that. That was on my bucket list. So that I think these three right here, I think are going to be everything else. I don't know. I don't have no clue right now, or whatever the else. I just want that the Grandview Mile. Think about Grandview, Missouri. Grand Blue Mile in Des Moines. That's like on a Tuesday night, and then turn around and then you got the trolley run here in Kansas City, Missouri. Down that trolley trail, run through Brookside to the Plaza on that Sunday. So we're gonna be starting this thing off in a bang, baby. That's what it is, man. I can't wait. I cannot wait. But yeah, we're in week three of the New York cycle. here, and I'll definitely have a bigger picture, definitely have a big picture when I talk with my coach later on tonight, prior to the Monday night special run, the Christmas light special we got going on, going, or I don't have going now, but the group's got going down tonight, in that same area. So I'm looking forward to it, man. This is for me, wow. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I'm not the best. Before we went to that break, I was talking about I'm not the best planner. So it's like, okay, this is actually outside of planning visits to Manhattan and all that. This is probably the first time that, okay, something big going down. Well, other than Chicago, actually. I learned quite a bit, actually, from Chicago, and I'm like, better not stay in the city. Better not stay in the city, because that kind of threw it off a little bit. And then having to kind of go to plan B, and then, I'm not, we know who this person is, and we talked about this person too much, off the podcast. I am as of right now, everything that is pretty much setting the key, because that worked out with my schedule. That is pretty much setting key, unless, again, hopefully not, but again, we've learned over the last 3 months, you can't rule anything out. But again, that's set in stone. I just like the way how everything looked, and I ain't gonna give you no spoilers right now, but I can tell you, but yeah, we're not staying in the city. I'll tell you that. Nope. New York's a foreign country, in my opinion, itself. So we're gonna be staying just a tad outside the city. That is lock and key as of last night. Hey, all right. we got that done. So now all that's really left is getting my flight booked, and I'm hoping to get that done by the end of the year. If not, it's gonna be the first month of 2026. I don't want to drag this out any more than I already have. I just want to get it out of the way, so that is, I don't have to stress, worry about all that and all that. And I have, and this is probably going to be, wait, between what, Alaska, Croatia, this is going to be the third time of me flying on the plane. I don't like flying on planes. given, I see some heartbreaking news over the past week. It terrifies me, but but hey, you gotta do what you gotta do at this point, right? You gotta make it happen. If it happens, you gotta make it happen. You got no one to blame for yourself. You can't get things done, right? So it's like, I don't want to be that person like, oh yeah, I fell off, like, get lazy, because once you start getting lazy, it ain't happening. It's not happening. So this is definitely once in a lifetime opportunity, and I guess early on in this build, this half marathon cycle build, that I'm determined to make most of this my opportunity right here, because you just don't know you're gonna get another shot. And obviously, when it's all said and done, I hate jumping through hoops too early. It's gonna be a one and done type of deal. But unless we go back for the New York Marathon there as well. But yeah, man, for a lottery sweep. Talk about that, putting that in existence. Ooh, I'm not gonna try. I'm not being Coleman back in this like that. But man, just thinking about that now, and I'm not getting guaranteed that again. All these lotteries. Chicago's, the New York's, the Sydney's, the Berlin's, the London's, the Tokyo's, and you throw in Boston in the mix with these time qualifiers, you just don't know when you're getting a chance. Chance again, it's not guaranteed. I think a lot of people, I'll throw myself in that ring as well, and take it for granted, and I haven't learned the hard way. I had to learn the hard way again this year, right? And it's not running related. If you've followed this podcast, especially the last few months, yeah, it ain't running related. That's for sure. But yeah, I mean, you got to take advantage of the situation, right? So we're doing, and we're going to do, and given how big this is, because I believe this is the first half marathon, quote unquote, that kicks off every year, I think, that I was reading. So again, I'm starting to do my research a little bit. here, and there's gonna be, again, there's gonna be plenty of New York talk to start off the year, and obviously we'll bring on everything else along with it, right? But we're not gonna jump in. No, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Not gonna jump in no local 5Ks, any 10Ks, anything like that. Nope. Nope. We're gonna steady build the mileage, baby. Nice and easy, baby. The building blocks, right? That I love. That my favorite phrase on either podcast, the EG3 podcast or the Pro Project podcast. Building blocks, baby. Slow, steady. Try to continue to build it, baby. So, and that's probably the best decision now. Again, if I knew. And this is kind of off New York City talk here. This is total mileage for the year. If I knew I was chasing 3,000 thousand miles, now I've hit it before, but that was back in the COVID season, right? Everybody going crazy and all this other stuff. The only time I crossed 3,000 was in the COVID year where everybody went crazy and all that. And I think that year I went over. What was like 3,100, something like that. Yeah, I ran a lot. And I was on, now again, I had to back off the mileage because I was dinged up, dealing with some hip stuff. So I had to back off the mileage. Probably the best decision I made made there. If I was chasing that, I would have been there by now. Oh, yeah, for damn sure. But, and we might be able to sneak in 2,800, 40 years out. That might be the goal now. And the only reason I ain't didn't Strava yearly recap yet because I'm trying to hit that. So yeah, man, hopefully I think by next week, if I hit, I think next week by the year's end, we might hit it. We might get there. So that's huge. So I'm going to save all that for all that stuff for next week. Everybody posting 3,000 and whatnot. Well, like, oh, hold up. So yeah, that's kind of off topic a little bit. Yeah. But yeah, Strava, yeah, I ran, I think, 2,600 last year. This year, over the past that, then some. And I would basically accumulate that, blame that to the Olathe build. Because I had to slow up. What was it, September? Yeah, because the hip was, my left hip was been bothering me and all that. So I had to back off the mileage. So I had to do it. Otherwise, you want to sit on the sideline. And nobody, no runner, want to be doing that. Nope. No one wants to be doing that, especially you getting ready for Boston this year, or what, or I should say this year, this upcoming year, whatnot. I think, let's see, I want to say, I think New York kicks off everything, and then, like, Tokyo, yeah, because Tokyo's, like, the first, excuse me, yeah, Tokyo's, like, the first world major, and then it's, like, Boston, and then London, something like that. Yeah, so to be on that stage, because, yeah, sometimes you want the spotlight by yourself. And no shade, hey, I mean, like, especially your first time. And I get the best of both worlds. It'll be my first time traveling northeast past West Virginia. And my first trip to New York City. First time I'm going to be in New Jersey. So this is crazy. This is crazy. It's crazy. And I'm determined to take advantage of it, man. This is gonna be something we'll have full cover. I'll again update you on the training block here as we move along. Obviously, we're in week 3 right now, and yeah, everything has been slow and steady. I'm been trying, been trying, like, be patient because I know I can run a lot more than that. but it's starting to get up there now, back up there now a little bit now. So yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'm really excited about this opportunity. I don't think anybody else got in. Now, Chicago, I found out yesterday, over the weekend, that two of my crew got in. got into Chicago there as well. So somebody had to get in. I mean, group chat, no, I don't think nobody got into the group chat, my group chat. Two got in on the big group, the KCRC big group. There as well. So that's all I know for right now. I know two there. A lot of people getting ready for Mesa. That's before New York. Yep. So Mesa out recently. CIM got their marathon done. I know that's been on our radar schedule for this upcoming year. Let's see. People, a teammate of mine finished up Phoenix last weekend as well, snuck that one in there. So yeah, man, it's crazy, man. All these marathons, all that. So, yeah, to have that stage, New York as big as it is now. Again, Chicago, it's going to be number one. I think New York's going to be number two because of all the participants. I was trying to look up how many total participants that this half takes. I think I read 20,000. Now, it could be more than that. Now, again, I got to double check back on that and all that as we move along here. But yeah, man, I'm extremely excited. And now we've gotten ourselves like, okay, that's out of the way. We can start. And the training, the block isn't the problem. That is not the problem. I was worried about traveling logistics and whatnot. And that is slowly kind of taking shape now. We already got the place locked down, locked and key. Already said that here in this podcast. And the only thing left now is to book this round trip flight. We're going to be set to go. Now, I'm gonna have to save up a little bit, for the weekend, but stuff away, start putting stuff away. So yeah, that's gonna from here from really starting this week actually. I know it's Christmas. Oh yeah, by the way, this will air on Christmas night. This is the EG3 podcast. So if you listen to this on Christmas night, Merry Christmas out there. Hope everyone is having a safe holiday season. Eddie Greer III here recording this edition on December 22nd. 25. Appreciate y'all. I got a couple minutes here before I wrap this up. But yeah, so I just wanted to update you guys on that. Yeah, we're in full build. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that are getting ready for Boston, currently getting ready for that. I know, I think a buddy, a t I wouldn't say a buddy, I would say another friend or two that I know getting ready for the same marathon I did this past year was Olathe. Know that. Tokyo. I know maybe one or two people are doing that. I know one person's doing it. I don't know how many people are doing Tokyo this time around. I know obviously Boston has their share of participants, obviously. So yeah, this is not this is like a one-time event. I cannot. It's gonna be something. It's gonna be some scene up there, obviously. So yeah. Obviously, I've already started kind of doing my research, kind of trying to know the land a little bit that I already know, right? I'm seeing on TV because all the TV shows up there, the sports teams, whatnot. Again, I court myself with the sports teams because, again, of the Mets, Yankees, what have the Nets up there, the New York Knicks. So the list goes off. List goes off from there, man. This is just crazy. But yeah, we're in week three in this thing. So it's been mainly, I think early on, at least for me, it's been the miles are getting back to where they were before the hip started to bother me a little bit in like, what was it, August, September, something like that, September, October, somewhere in there where I started to get that funny feeling in there, in there, and it's like, we might be in trouble, folks. But yeah, man, this is how we got in New York City. The United Airlines, New York City half. We got in via the lottery. Can't believe it. Still can't believe it. It probably is not even going to hit until just like, it probably is not going to hit me until like maybe 2 weeks ago. Something like that. I'm just, again, I'm treating this thing like a normal half marathon, like we're getting ready for a local half marathon, like the Rock the Parkway, something like that, right? All these halves coming right on the front end of spring, right? So I'm not trying to treat this any more different than anything else. I'm trying to just treat it like any other half marathon, right? But it's one of the biggest halves, if not the biggest halves now that I participated in, that I will be participating, not have participated. We ain't done nothing yet. That I will be participating in, putting that out in existence. But yeah, man, so very excited. Everything, yeah. Everything is status quo for right now. So yeah, we'll have our updates once we get in 2026, our first episode, we'll have our New York update and whatnot, along with everything else going on. So that is that in a nutshell there, baby. So we're locked the key on this podcast. Like that's for sure. And I just can't wait for how the rest of the week goes as well. I already got my run done in as I'm recording this podcast. So, and we'll be going to the Christmas light run later on tonight as I'm recording this podcast on Monday, December 22nd, 2025. So that's how EG3 Fast Eddie got himself into the United Airlines New York City half for 2026 when the calendar year flips over to 2026, March 15th, 2026. It's going down. We're going to be up there for the entire weekend. So, yeah, the flight, I can tell you this right now. The flight, I will fly out Friday. Now, the time, yet to be determined on that. Yeah, so there's that. And we'll come back at Monday. Time to be determined on that. So now I'm not too far from the KC, from the airport anyway. So that's going to be easy. That's going to be easy trip right there, baby. Yeah, get on it and then have to try to survive the airplane. I'm not looking forward to the airplane. I'm not. I'd rather just drive it. But again, you gotta do what you gotta do. Save costs and whatnot. That's what I did. You know what I mean? Earlier the better. Now, I was stunned at the price of the Airbnb that we locked and keyed on there as well. That worked out perfectly. I couldn't ask for it better than that, right? So we're gonna be out there for the entire weekend, including we're not gonna be going flying out or after the race. We ain't doing that. Nope, not gonna do that. We're gonna stick around there, and then I think from what I've read to this point, anyways, about New York, if you're make for a tourist, quote unquote, 1 to 3 days is probably the max. Be staying up there. Yes, so yeah, baby. So there's that. So boom, we're gonna be doing that. We're gonna be doing that. 1 to 3. Yeah, we'll be up there for the entire weekend. That's perfect. Perfect for the atmosphere. And for obviously for the sightseeing, because yeah, we might have to do that. I get it. It's not the marathon, but this is New York City half where Connor Mance, participated on this past year, I believe. Yeah. So again, I'm starting to do it. I told y'all do my research now. Dang, we're gonna be ready to rock and roll, baby. When we get up there, but yeah, we still a lot can happen. But again, we're keeping this kind of easy. Don't make this any difficult than it is. This is going to New York's obviously New York's the bright lights, baby. You gotta perform. I can't wait. Cannot wait. And y'all asked me about a time goal. I'm not even getting that yet. I ain't getting that. But y'all follow this podcast, y'all already should know what EG3 is about on that farm. But this ain't somebody. Now, I'm not throwing no, again, not throwing no shade, but again, this ain't no, let's put it this way. This ain't no FGHIJKK field. This is ABC. You know what I'm saying? So, I think we're pretty sure going to be up in the A group there as well, which I'm really excited about. So, I definitely think if I continue to do what I'm supposed to be doing, even from this year, right, doing what I'm supposed to be doing, there ain't no reason that we can go up there come March 2026, mid-March, and make noise. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that, baby. So there's that, obviously. And then those of you who are training, whether that's Rock the Parkway or training for Boston, I know that officially kicked off a couple weeks ago for some of y'all as well. I know there's local races. You're still going to have your local races here, but yours truly won't be participating in them because he's got to get right. He got to get right and ready to rock and roll for NYC 2026, NYC 25. Paul's going to be dropping when I think, but it's crazy. It's still crazy. And to be fully honest with y'all, I know I'm going around it, but just blabbering now. But I still can't believe it. I still think I'm taking somebody else's spot. But again, when you put yourself in the lottery, anything can happen. Anybody can get in. And my first half marathon, right back in 2018, first half marathon, still remember it, even with the conditions outside the EGD complex. It takes me back. I feel like it was yesterday that happened, right? Overcast, scared, didn't know what the hell I was doing. I said, put a goal out there, said, look, let's just strive to hit this time. Boom. Knocked it way out of the park. Since then, man, the time's been getting down, and as y'all know, we're still searching for that sub 120, that sub 80. So so obviously that is still out there. That is still out there, and we're gonna be aggressive. I can tell you that right now. We're gonna be aggressive. We're not gonna be those runners not taking selfies. We can do that. We have plenty of time to do that. Not new. Not in this spot. Not in this spot, guys. Not for sure. But we'll have plenty of time for pictures and all that. But not during when we're racing. That's not how EG3 goes. That ain't how I fly, baby. That's not how I do it. So plenty to come on this podcast as we about to approach 2026. We'll have a follow up breakdown every week for sure. So don't worry about that. But you want to keep track of EG3's progress of his journey, the road, all roads leading New York City in 2026. Man, those words out of my mouth. Still can't believe it. But anyways, yes, all roads lead to New York City in March in 26, which is, that's going to be key before we know it, because we're sitting here, it's going to be here for you. This is where we're like, what, less than 3 months? That's crazy. So, man, I can't believe it. So, I know I rambled long enough here on this podcast. Again, I don't know if I'm going to record a bonus or not, but this will come out, which could be the final episode of 2025. I want to cover my bases now, just in case I don't. But, yeah, man, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, there's other races. Obviously, the one that sticks out, Boston. But before that, Tokyo and all that. So, there's still some marquee races out there, like I've said, all year long. Let's not forget about the other races out there. And yeah, man, I'm looking forward to continuing this build. It's been pretty good so far. Just biding my time. And yeah, man, I'm excited, man, because we got to finish business. But that's another conversation for another podcast here on the show, the EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you listen to your favorite genre of podcast, the EG podcast underneath the 3Y podcast with EG3. If you're not subscribed already to this weekly podcast, you might want to do that, because NYC 26 countdown begins now. in the words of Scott Hansen of the Red Zone. But I twisted it into the part of the New York City 2026 there. Oh man, I watch too much Red Zone. I love it. But anyways, yes, so it all starts right now. The countdown in New York City 2026 half marathon. United Airlines, sponsored by United Airlines, starts right now. It's right now. So yeah, I can't believe it there as well. But hey, we're getting ready for it. That is for sure. And yeah, man. So we're getting everything kind of to start. I'm starting to get everything together now. And yeah, man. It's on. It's on. Train cycle. It's on. So there's that. So iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast there, you want to make sure if you're not already locked into this podcast, make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the alarm bell every time we update content daily, or not daily, there we go, or weekly. This is weekly podcast, not a daily podcast. It's weekly podcast. Y'all want to be notified about that. The journey on in New York City 26, it will be the first time ever EG3 has stepped in on foot to the Northeast. It's going to be something, but we'll also talk the Coswell playoff, the results coming out of that, obviously. So is that anything else important as well, NASCAR related stuff as well? We'll have that as well. I will save that. There were some things that came out of NASCAR. I'm going to save that for when we hit the calendar year of 26. I want to save that for that. But I wanted to focus a little bit more on New York side for this particular podcast on part two. Oh, by the way, so there's that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have crossed the finish on another episode here on the EG3 podcast. Appreciate y'all for listening to this episode. And thank you guys all year long for your support of this podcast there. We are rocking and rolling. It's been a roller coaster of a year. We had our highs, we had our lows, and sometimes maybe even lows there as well. But we're fighting. We are continuing to fight. We're continuing to fight and fighting back here. And I'm stoked to kick off the running season. I wanted this. Well, this wasn't even in the plan. New York City was not even a plan before striking gold in the lottery. So, but This race right here is going to kick off 2026 running season for EG3s, baby. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, plenty of coverage yet to come on this. We'll update you guys. I don't know, given the fact we won't be on. Well, if I record a bonus episode, it'll be over the weekend. If not, I'll be, Lord willing, I'll see you in 2026 there as well. But thank you so much again. We crossed the finish line on another episode here in 2025 on the EG3 podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this New York City 2026 update. Getting in to the lottery via lottery and getting in. We'll see you on the other side. Until then, God bless you. We'll talk to y'all next time on the EG3 podcast. We out.